One of the biggest lessons I've learned in my journey as an entrepreneur is the importance of streamlining processes. Early on, I faced a lot of challenges managing the various aspects of my businesses, especially when it came to logistics. I was concerned that things wouldn't get done right, and it was taking up too much of my time. But once I found the right tools and systems, it allowed me to focus on what really matters, providing value and growing my business. That's why I want to share something with you today that can have the same impact on your business, especially if you're in e-commerce. We all know that shipping can be a major time suck and drain on our resources. That's where ShipStation comes in. ShipStation is a multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with whatever platform you're selling on. It's designed to streamline your shipping process so you can focus on scaling your business, even if you're out of the office or on a well-deserved vacation. I've been using ShipStation and can honestly say it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage everything from one simple dashboard has not only saved me time, but also significantly reduced costs. It's tools like these that have helped me scale my businesses faster than I ever imagined. And the best part? Over 130,000 companies have experienced similar growth with ShipStation, and 98% of those who use it for more than a year stick with it for life. So if you're looking to work less and ship more, ShipStation is the tool you need to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities. Head over to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK, B-O-O-K. This is Entrepreneurs The Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success. Welcome to Office Hours. This is the impact edition of Office Hours, and I have the three most impactful people that I can think of to be my teammates on this show: Forbes Riley, Bucky O'Neill, and Chad Sanjagrin. Great to see you guys.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Speaking of impact, this guy has had so much impact on my life, my brand, my career, but most importantly, my mindset. We share a similar type of perspective about business and the spirituality or the essence or energy in business, although we don't share the same opinion on everything, which is what I enjoy most about Tom Bilyeu. Impact theory, an impactful leader, and an impactful entrepreneur who's not afraid to cross industries, careers, and jobs, and to create abundance for millions of people around the world. One of the biggest lessons I've learned in my journey as an entrepreneur is the importance of streamlining processes. Early on, I faced a lot of challenges managing the various aspects of my businesses, especially when it came to logistics. I was concerned that things wouldn't get done right, and it was taking up too much of my time. But once I found the right tools and systems, it allowed me to focus on what really matters, providing value and growing my business. That's why I want to share something with you today that can have the same impact on your business, especially if you're in e-commerce. We all know that shipping can be a major time suck and drain on our resources. That's where ShipStation comes in. ShipStation is a multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with whatever platform you're selling on. It's designed to streamline your shipping process so you can focus on scaling your business, even if you're out of the office or on a well-deserved vacation. I've been using ShipStation and can honestly say it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage everything from one simple dashboard has not only saved me time, but also significantly reduced costs. It's tools like these that have helped me scale my businesses faster than I ever imagined. And the best part? Over 130,000 companies have experienced similar growth with ShipStation, and 98% of those who use it for more than a year stick with it for life. So if you're looking to work less and ship more, ShipStation is the tool you need to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities. Head over to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK,
B-O-O-K.
Welcome back to Office Hours, the incredible Tom Bilyeu.
Yay!
Thank you, sir. It's good to be here.
Great to see you. Now, your career, as always, is expanding, growing, and you get to, because of the success you have, focus in on your true love and your true passion, and utilizing technology to do so seems to be also a complement to that passion. AI is definitely a capability that everyone's looking at, but how to apply it in a good or a bad way, like any technology, a hammer, fire, we all know that can be applicable in a good or bad way. I see good and bad very simply. From my own perspective, good is something that gets me to where I want to be or better. Bad is something that interferes with it. And I believe you and I kind of share that judgment of our own morality or condition we put on things. For you in the gaming world now, not in the Quest Nutrition world, but in the gaming world, how do you see AI being a good attribute to what you're doing today in gaming?
Gaming is extraordinarily difficult from a technological perspective. It takes a ton of time and energy. And so that limits a lot of the creativity. It limits the number of people that can get into the industry. And so AI is going to unlock a lot of that. So much of the budget of any game goes to the creation of the art assets. And so I think it's going to have a tremendous impact there. There's going to be a much higher rate of innovation. And again, you're just going to see a lot more people be able to enter the space. That's going to be amazing. I think it'll create a boon, the likes of which we have not yet seen.
Did that create more challenges for you as you had kind of entered the space before AI was truly capable of doing all that?
I wouldn't say that AI has created challenges. What it will do, AI is going to hyper fragment culture. And so as a smaller number of people are able to create things really large at scale, then you're now going to have the barrier of only who can garner attention. So I think we're going to see in gaming and elsewhere, you'll see a billion-dollar company come into existence, be very ephemeral, like a bubble burst, and then the next one will come on and rapidly burst. And so it will be very interesting to see whether consumer attention just gets fragmented across a lot of different niches. And now you have really, really deep connection to a small number of people, or whether companies get so good at garnering attention that they're still able to create mega companies and mega brands. I don't know yet which is going to be the case. Had to bet, I would bet on the hyper fragmentation, that you'll have millions of extremely deep experiences with a small audience.
Well, I'm going to take you in a completely different direction. Number one, I'm going to totally fangirl on you as I've watched you and Lisa grow, you know, your podcast. You've been so influential, you don't even realize it. But what you did for me, I'm in the National Fitness Hall of Fame. I've been selling products my entire life. And I would never want to enter into the bar space or the nutrition space where people don't realize you're behind Quest. And I don't know if you've ever seen my little spin gym here. I have a fitness product that's not hit that level. I'm reading that you had 1,000 handwritten notes, that's one of the ways you started. When you're an entrepreneur looking at a crowded space, and I'm sure you were at that moment, number one, what made you think that you could do it? And two, what's one piece of insight you could give to somebody like me who's in that fitness space and going, wow, how do you get to be heard?
Well, it really comes to the product. So if you have a product that people, when they encounter it, they realize this is better and different than everything else that's out there, and it meets a need that had previously been underserved. Now you're in a position where all you have to do is make people aware of the fact that the product exists. And for any business, regardless of industry, that's what you want to try to put yourself in, where the product is so good that if you can get it into the hands of people that have influence, then everything else is going to happen for you because people will use it. They're going to tell somebody else and somebody else and somebody else. That was precisely what we did at Quest. That's certainly what we're trying to do at Impact Theory, is just really make sure that the product solves a problem that people already know they have, so that you're not trying to change behavior and get people to do a whole new thing. You're trying to leverage it. So for instance, at Quest, we knew people were going to eat cakes, cookies, pies, things like that. And so we wanted to make those things healthy for people. And so that's the business you want to be in, a problem people already know that you solve better than anybody else, and now you just have an awareness problem.
Just to follow up, I'm in business also with my husband. He's a world champion bodybuilder. He's my photographer, videographer. What's the secret sauce that you and Lisa have? Because when I see you guys together, I'm so inspired.
All right, that is know what your role is. So in a world, I'm telling you, this goes whether you're working together or you're not working together. When you're in a dyad, when you're in the two of you and you're trying to do something extraordinary, and that could just be raise a family, it could be build a business, you each need to have different roles. And when you're both good at the same thing, you're going to get into a power struggle. So you want to get into a relationship with somebody with a complementary set. And then it becomes very easy as long as you outline, this is what you're good at, this is what I'm good at, this thing falls into my zone, and so we're going to draft off of what I know and understand, and when it's your turn, I'm going to be able and easily following you. And then you need, if there's two of you, you have a way to break a stalemate. And so when Lisa and I started the company, we said, let's create the ultimate divorce nightmare. And so we own the company 50-50. There's no 49-51, which our attorneys advised us very strongly to do. And we just said, look, it's our job to navigate the relationship well and to make sure that we never end up in a position where we can't break a stalemate. And so the way that we came up with that is we both agree that I am the one that if we can't convince each other of which way to go, that we're better off going with my idea as the final arbiter. And so I try never to be abusive about that. And so I think my wife is incredible. She is my equal in every way. We just happen to have slightly different skill sets. And so when we get to a point where she understands my position, I understand her position, but we don't agree, we go with my idea. And so we agreed upon that ahead of time. She said, look, I think you're the right person to make that decision. It doesn't matter who it is in the pair that makes that decision, but you need to have agreed upon that ahead of time. And then my wife is just really extraordinary at that not being a difficult moment for her emotionally to say, I think this is the wrong choice, but I've done my best to convince you and I can't. And she just has no problem going, on balance, you have led us in the right direction enough that I'm completely comfortable here.
I don't know about you guys. I have never, ever heard that before. And that advice will serve me well. Thank you, Tom, so much.
Josh, thank you.
Very welcome.
Exactly. Hey, Tom, Bucky O'Neill. Pleasure to meet you. I think one of the things I'm so impressed by is the range in which you speak. You know, I watch your social media and I see stuff that's like, hey, motivational, you can accomplish anything externally or internally. But then I hear conversations like this around relationships and AI and government and economics and all this kind of stuff. Is there a thinking, overlying thinking around the range in which you speak as it pertains to like your global impact and legacy?
I'm so glad you asked me that question. So all of us have to decide what our personal brand stands for. And the organizing principle of my personal brand is first principles thinking. That's it. So as long as I have thought about a thing, I can give you a detailed answer. But even if I haven't thought about the thing, I give you thinking from first principles. So, hey, I don't know about this thing, but let me tell you how I would approach it. And if you are trying to be an entrepreneur, you really must understand that your job is very simple, and it is the ability to solve novel problems. And I think a lot of times people get caught up in thinking that their job is to figure out sales or marketing or even leadership. It's not. If you want to be a successful entrepreneur, your job is to be able to solve problems that not only have you not seen before, nobody has seen before. And the only way to do that effectively is first principles. Because I spend so much time cultivating that and just going over and over and over, because of course I fail to do it routinely, but that's the thing that allows me to have the breadth that I have, that and just an insatiable curiosity.
Beautiful. Thank you.
I had a whole different question I was going to ask you, but piggyback off of Bucky. Bucky has such a great question. Your answer was phenomenal. But in a world where it seems like we're having a lot more thought repeaters and a lot less thought leaders, how do we know, how do people know who the thought leaders are and not the thought repeaters when everybody is just giving their thoughts and there's such a platform for them to do so? How do you stay ahead of the curve to stay that thought leader?
Well, so I'm really not necessarily trying to stay ahead of the curve. What I'm trying to do is, going back to what I said at the very beginning, one of the things that he and I bonded over is you think first of utility. So if I know where I'm trying to go, what is going to be the most useful path to get there? And the things that are quote unquote right are the things that get me there. Now, the one thing I would add to that is you need to have a goal that is honorable, because I do think morality begins to come into that picture. But if you're thinking from first principles and you understand understand where it is that you're trying to drive towards, then you can really process through any situation and figure out, okay, what's going to be the right move in this situation. But have to be checking things against reality. And that ultimately is what I'm trying to do, is figure out where I'm trying to go, the obstacle that stands between where I am now and where I'm trying to get to, and then what decision is actually going to allow me to meaningfully overcome that obstacle. So that, instead of making me a thought leader or instead of me ahead of the curve, just makes me effective. Mm. And so if people have an absolute obsession with, I don't need to listen to somebody to find a path forward, I need to think from first principles, I need to have this sense of what is useful. And then as I don't lie to myself about whether or not I actually made progress towards my goal, information from anybody else is simply a data point, which I will collect as many of those as are useful. But I really have to understand it myself in order to solve a novel problem. And so the way I explain it to people is, you can only ever hope to unless you understand the essence of the thing. Once you understand the essence of the thing, you can think for yourself.
Mm. Inherent in that philosophy and the brand and the friendship that we've developed is why it's named Impact Theory, yeah, because it involves humility. One thing that is inherent in the IT behind him, the Impact Theory, is that I don't know what I don't know. So I'm going to create a framework, a system, a process in order to facilitate elevating my awareness to the data points. And then through humility, you make the statistical choice. Even in the context, which I thought was fascinating,
you're your smart question. That's all I can say is that sounds smart.
but being someone who's been married 26 years and not as intentional about that relationship and predetermining these types, because my wife and I are completely different, like your husband
I,
and
I
you.
I just decided I want Tom to come in and be my mediator. Whatever decision you think, I'm going to bring you the problem, you decide.
If he F's up this gaming thing, at least we know he could be a great marriage counselor.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Hey, come on in, man. Anyway,
exactly right.
It is an impactful person. I know so many people in the spheres of influence that he has changed the perspective in the lives for the better of so many entrepreneurs and people around the world. And I continue to support you and cheer you on, my friend. And I learn so much from you every time we get together in person or even virtually. Thank you for gracing us with your time. Please send our love to Lisa. I'm sure we'll see her soon. The incredible everyone, Tom Bilyeu. Thanks for joining us on Office
Thanks
Hours.
For having me, guys.
You're amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you.